On this Saturday, on honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary, chose the title, The Blessed Virgin Mary Image and Mother of the Church. Our Lady is proclaimed Mother of the Church during the Second Vatican Council. Our Lady's Mother of the Church, she's an image of the Church. She's a model of the Church, all her virtues. We look to her to live our own life of virtue and imitation of her and Jesus Christ. And she's the mother of the Church. When we think of mother, we think of activity. At least I do. You think of mother with many children. She's very active, taking care of her children, seeing to all their needs, caring for them, protecting them, helping them in every possible way. And Our Lady has a lot of children. And Our Lady was active even before she had proclaimed as Mother of the Church, Mother of all humanity. She was active in praying for the coming of the Messiah, intensely, intensely, immensely active in prayer, and active in her yes to the incarnation of the Son of God in her womb and in her life. She was active in taking care of the Christ child, active and involved in his mission of saving the world and redeeming the world, active in her sufferings, active in every single possible thing that Jesus was doing while he was here on earth. She was so intensely, immensely involved and active beneath the cross, offering up her Son to the Father for our salvation, active in the early Church, active in helping the apostles, supporting them, consoling them, enlightening them, active, and active now in heaven, and answering all of our prayers, listening to, taking intense interest in all of our activities in our life here. So above all things, we think of a mother as being active, and that's so important, I think, when you think of what her role is. She is an image and a figurehead and a model for us, but she's much more. She is a mother, and a mother is active in our spiritual life, in our